Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers as well as dairy consumers from around the state. In the news recently, we've seen some reports that there's another incidence of issues with raw milk and people becoming sick from consuming raw milk in the state of Florida. In this case, several of the people that have become ill from consuming the raw milk have been hospitalized, and apparently at least one case has some very serious issues associated with the damage that is caused from the endotoxins that are produced by bacteria that are found in that raw milk. So, I want to just encourage everybody that, number one, the dairy products that you purchase in the grocery store, whether it be fluid milk or cheese or ice cream or other various products, are all manufactured from pasteurized milk. So that milk has been produced on farms. It was raw milk on the farm. It was hauled off the farm. It was taken to a processing plant where the milk was pasteurized. The pasteurization process kills any harmful bacteria that might be in that milk. So therefore, the products that you're purchasing in the grocery store and consuming are from pasteurized milk and are free of the organisms that might potentially cause illness. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy consumers to consider utilizing only those products that are either pasteurized or have been manufactured from milk that has been pasteurized.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.